Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is It's Optional with Trey Wallace, Chance Collins, and Brandon Johns. What do you see?
Dobbs heaves it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings.
And he just dumps it off for a first down.
Throws it, fakes the spike. And it ends up touchdown. Whoa. Jordan Lasley. The legend of Josh Rosen.
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap. And the ball is free. It's picked up by Michigan State.
Welcome in. Happy, happy, happy Thursday. It's Optional, gearing right up here on Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio, AM 1340, FM 105.7, and always on the Fan Run Radio app. Oh, man. Love is in the air. That's what they say, right? Love is in the air. Chance Collins in the building alongside Brandon Johns. We think that Trey's going to join us shortly. He had to go handle some business on the road today. I think he's going to be joining us here in a little bit. If not, the show must go on, and we will keep you entertained, keep it locked here for the next 2 hours, updating with everything that went on. Big win last night. Another big win. Round of applause. Oh, yeah, big round of applause for the basketballs. Just taking care of business. Just handling South Carolina to it was easy. It really was. The guys really handled business. Once again, leave no doubt, Tennessee winning streak. Are we at 18 games now?
Believe so.
18 games. Longest streak in program history, longest streak in D1 as of right now, the longest active streak. So, yes, the Vols roll on once again, this time against South Carolina at home, gearing yourself up for a pretty big game. Not as big as it once was. This is true. It's not as big as it once was. Going into the weekend. And this is why I know me and Brandon, like, we really wanted a big game this weekend. I don't care about the pressure. I mean, Kentucky's a good team, still might beat Tennessee in Rupp, especially now that they're really hungry after a bad loss that, you know, they probably should have won, but, you know, LSU beat them. Good LSU team. Tennessee coming in there as the top team in the country, top team in the SEC, trying to get a little breathing room on everybody. So, yeah, it's still going to be a pretty big game, but not as big as we once thought it was going to be. But still big nonetheless. Tennessee will travel to Rupp on Saturday. That is a 8 o'clock tip-off. It's a late one. It might even be 9. We're at 19 games right now. Thank you to Volstorm on Twitter. Yes, Volstorm on Twitter. We are at 19 games in a row. Sorry about that. It's what always happens. You know, having a little, trying to get all the devices set up, trying to get the Periscope going, the Facebook going, having a little trouble. Things are kind of moving kind of slow a little bit today. But, hey, another note, like I said, love is in the air, and it is Valentine's Day. Yep. Valentine's Day. And the first Valentine's Day for It's Optional. First one. I know the guys, they obviously started without me over the summer, kind of like right as, like, you know, the spring was over. Started in the summer, I think around June or July. And then now, first Valentine's Day. 865-546-8200. So I think we're going to have a little fun today. I was going to talk about a lot of sports. Steve Kerr went off last night. I don't know if you saw that. He blew a gasket over a head scratcher of a flagrant call, as he put it. He blew a gasket through a clipboard. In other news, the NFL, things that we should talk about, we'll get to talk about headlines of the day, just starting right off the top. NFL going after NBA commissioner Adam Silver. NFL must really be liking what Silver's doing, and rightfully so. The NBA has generated massive profits since he's been in the league 5 years. Coming up, I think, today or next week. He started 5 years ago, right around the All-Star game. He did a State of the Union. But there is reports, speculation that the NFL had numerous owners have reached out to Adam Silver to gauge his interest at one point to be NFL commissioner. So we'll get into that as we go on. But yeah, Valentine's Day, I think we'll have a little fun today. Talk about some good gifts you might want to get today for your special someone. Also talk about some bad gifts too. Give you some of my experiences as we go on. I'm sure everybody, you got some like crazy Valentine's Day experience, Brandon? I know you're a big romantic. You know, yeah, everybody knows
not so much.
You will drive to seal the deal.
We were talking about this at work the other night. I was like, someone was like, how far would you drive for like a long distance relationship? I was like, I don't know, but I do know 5 hours is my range right now.
That's my range. That's where I'm cutting it off. That's my range right now. Tennessee baseball, they kick off tomorrow versus Appy State at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. All kinds of things happening. All kinds of things. Vols hitting the diamond. Big game against Kentucky. We even have projected depth charts out. We're going to get into that today, too. We are going to get into that as well. 865-546-8200. I'm going to tell you first thing you should do today, fellas. Sure, everybody's been telling you all day. First thing, if you're in a relationship and she says she doesn't want anything, he says he doesn't want anything, we're not discriminative, whatever, you better get something. You better get something. That is the key. When somebody tells you they don't, especially if it's your girlfriend, your wife, fiance, what have you not. Guys, on the other hand, most of the time we say we don't want anything. Really don't want anything. But if she says she doesn't want anything, she really wants something. Don't fall for the hook today. Don't be a lame to the game. That's first off. First off, you get something for your significant other. Make sure you do that. I'm talking about, guys, it ain't that tough. Go get you some flowers. Not that tough at all. You can go to your local Kroger. And Kroger's floors, actually, they do really good designs. You can call ahead. You probably missed out on that window today because it is the day of. But just for future notes, birthdays, anniversaries, you can call ahead. Get you a really nice floral design. I know this. Been there, done that. Let Chance give you some tips today. So first off, that's something that you definitely want to do. You want to make sure that you do get the gift. Like I said, it's just something simple. It's not going to take you a lot to. It's not going to, be too much out of your day or too much out of your pocket to go get some chocolates, like I said, some flowers. Hell, go get a nice smelling candle, one of those like wood crackling candles. Get you some of those wood wick candles, maybe a nice Yankee candle. Head on out to Westtown or something, or there's a different place. Go get you a nice candle for your significant other. That works too. The biggest thing, you got to get something. All right, then we're looking to, what about after that, Chance? Well, you need to be setting up a dinner for the night. Probably go out to, now, does that have to be too fancy schmancy? We're not talking about five-star dinner. Don't break your pockets. But let's not take her to Chick-fil-A this evening or, to the Waffle House. Let's try to steer clear of those places. Probably, let's stay away from Cracker Barrel, too. I know we love Cracker Barrel, but let's stay away from there, too, tonight. Or save a little bit more money, cook something. That's right, make a home-cooked meal. I'll tell you right now, I'll help you. You slide my DMs on Twitter at Chance the Blogger. Some of you guys out there, you can't cook. You're like, Chance, I can't cook. I don't know what to do. I will prepare you. I will write it down step by step And see, I'm putting my services out there free of charge today. Former sous chef, exec chef, scratch, everything. I can do it all. I can do it all. So I'll help you out today. Just send in your inquiries, like I said, to Twitter. And also, maybe email me. I'll give you that if you respond to me on Twitter and you need some help. Write you step by step. You know, inexpensive meal. Something that's going to wow her. Something she's going to be like, wow, you did this yourself. Yes, I will take care of you. That's what I'm here to do. Let me help you to help yourself for later on. You know what I'm talking about. I got your back.
My man.
My man. I got your back. Do not worry. I have your back. So, a fresh cooked meal. That's one way to anybody's heart. You know, they say, a good way to a man's heart, cook him a good meal. You're damn right. Same thing goes for a woman. Trust me, I know. You cook something, too, and it could just be the littlest of things. Not anything that, I'm telling you, like four or five ingredients. And she's going to be so excited, guys, because you put this together yourself. Even give you little tips of the trade. It make you like a little menu. Women love, and all people. Not just women. People love things when you put a little thought into it.
It's all that matters.
A handmade card. Yes, it's the thought that counts. Make a little handmade card today, fellas. Get on your computer. Get on your phone. Most of us all have smartphones these days. You can get on an app, make your little greeting card, little Valentine's Day card, email it to her, text it to her, text to him, email it to him, ladies. Do whatever you got to do. And they're just going to smile, and they're just going, wow, I feel really loved today. Thank you. You are my person. That's how it's going to work. Listen to me now. Believe me later on. Trust me. 865-546-8200. If you need any tips on Valentine's Day today, if you need any tips to get yourself out of the doghouse, that's another thing. A lot of you already in the doghouse because you screwed up last Valentine's Day. Let's be honest. Some of you, you don't even, you always take the bait. You let your wife, your girlfriends go out with her friends on this, like, this, was it Galentine's Day they do? I guess that was supposed to be yesterday, but I think a lot of women do it today too. So you let them go out and do that and they don't feel loved. I'm trying to help you out. Let me help you today. Get you out the doghouse. Let me get you off the couch. Let me get you a get out of jail free card for about the next 6 months. I'm telling you, we already got people in my inbox. Oh my God, this might turn out bad for me. But no, I will help you guys. I swear it. You can ask my boy Chip the other day. I told him I was going to do something for him. He hit me up. He was hooked up next couple minutes. Hope Chip's out there watching Game of Thrones today. 865-546-8200. We're going to take a quick timeout. Maybe see if we can find Trey Wallace. If not, we're going to come back. We're going to break down this Tennessee-South Carolina game last night, tell you what we saw, what we liked, what we'd like to see as Tennessee heads to Rupp on Saturday. You're listening to It's Optional, and we're right here on Fan Run Radio. Stay with us. Money, you need some money to date yo woman. That's right. 865-546-8200. We'll call this Love Doctor today. Love Doctor. Every Valentine's Day, turn into the Love Doctor. That's right. You might even call me the Ladies Man, Leon Phelps, a.k.a. Chance Collins, with you right here on It's Optional. So, this was no lie, people. And I'm a helper. I am a helper. Like I said, anybody want to slide in the DMs at Chance the Blogger, you can email me, chance@sportsradioknoxville.com. You need some ideas for tonight. So, we're talking about what you're going to do for your lady. on Valentine's Day. Now, we will get back to the sports. I know people are like, oh, what are they doing today? They're not talking sports. Hey, man, it's Valentine's Day. Love is in the air. Cupid's around. I'm just trying to help some people out, man. I'm trying to help some people get out of the doghouse. So, during the break, I got two messages. Confidential, I won't put any names on this, but one of the messages, one of my guys, he said, all right, Chance, so I got $20 tonight. That's my budget. What do I need to do? So, me and Brandon kind of consulted during the break. We said two things. Brandon, I'm going to let you lead off of what you said, because this is what I asked him. He does indeed get paid this weekend. So, Brandon has an idea, then I'll give you an idea as well.
Okay, my thing would be, if you're on a budget and you get paid on Friday, then yep. I would just go something simple, flowers and a card with the promise like in there, like almost act like it's a mystery, like, oh, I've got a surprise for you this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I'd play it. And then that gives you a couple more days, figure something out.
Exactly. Gives you a couple more
plus
days.
Plus a little more dollars in your pocket.
A little bit more dollars in your pocket. Maybe like you said, like what Brandon said, give some flowers. Maybe put a note and put at the end of the note, you know, a little happy Valentine's Day, I love you. And then put to be continued, dot, dot, dot. Yes, yes, yes. Solved all your problems. A little to be continued. Put a little ellipsis at the end. Leave her mind wandering. She'll never know what's next. Like Brandon said, what's going to be next? What's planned this weekend? What's my bae doing? What are we going to do? That's right, mister. That's right. So that's option number one. That's option number one. Okay? Option number two. I'm going to take you to the Chance Collins. On a budget, balling on a budget, broke, B-O-B-B. What you should do for your lady tonight, sir. You're listening in. I know you are. $20. Give me some of my best meals for $20. What you can do. All right, so you got $20. Here's a good move that I'd say. You can go to some of these florists around here. Yeah, you've missed. You may not be able to afford an expensive bouquet of flowers from one of these professional florists that we have in town, but you know what you can do? They'd have these thing called like loose roses that they, you know, that when they're trying to make different bouquets that they have that you can buy in singles. And most florists, and even today, because they've stocked up on all the roses, they, you know, they're ready. You can go in there and you can buy single long-stemmed roses. That's right, fellas. Single long-stemmed roses. Not the type that you get at the gas station. Not the type that you get at the club late night with the guy walking around with the roses. But sometimes he has really good roses. I'm not going to knock that guy's roses. He has really good roses a lot of times. You know who I'm talking about. Guy who's around Knoxville at the bars late night downtown, everywhere else. Him and his wife do it together. They actually have some good stuff. But you're not going to be able to find them today. So go to your local florist. You're going to spend about $3 on one long-stemmed rose. That's right, one. And you can do it like this. Maybe it's your first Valentine's Day together. Hey, this is our first one together. Here's one rose. Maybe you are the one. Here's one rose. So you do that, and at least you get the flowers out of the way. Then head on over to, that's right, Kroger. Give them a lot of free plug today. I like Kroger. Head on over to Kroger. They got this thing called Woohoo. That's right. Woohoo. That's right. They got the Woohoo. What that is, if you don't know about the Woohoo, that's like your manager special. And that's how I feel when I'm in Kroger and I'm just finding all the Woohoo prices. It feels like that alarm is just going off in my head. Woohoo. Woohoo. There's a Woohoo. You get a Woohoo. I get a Woohoo. So, you go to Kroger's. Kroger. I hate when people say Kroger's. Excuse me. You go to Kroger.
It's better than the Kroger.
Yeah, right? The Kroger. The Facebook, the Kroger. So you're going to go to Kroger. You're going to go try to look and see what they got going on in the Woohoo. The manager special. A lot of times, they got good stuff. I'm telling you. Ribeyes. Now, a lot of this stuff you're going to have to cook the day of. So that's what's going to help you. Maybe you get you a nice big ribeye. Slice that bad boy in half. You guys share that. Or a big sirloin. Or go the easy route. Get some chicken. That's right. One of my go-to dishes. Are you listening, Mr. $20 man? Get you a pack of chicken. That's right. Grilled chicken, skinless chicken breast. That's step one. That's going to cost you about, you can probably get cheapest, probably looking at about $5.86. So now we're at $9 total. You're going to get you some breadcrumbs. Go ahead and get the Kroger brand. Just get the Italian herb breadcrumbs. That's going to be about $1, $2. Now we're looking at about $11. All right, so you got your chicken, got your breadcrumbs. Next thing I need you to do, get some potatoes. That's right, just a couple bacon potatoes. Should be another $1, $2. Boom. Now we're looking at about $13. All right, so we got our potatoes. We got our chicken. Next thing, hope you got butter at your house. If you don't got butter, borrow some butter. Try not to throw that in your cost. Maybe you got a next-door neighbor you can borrow some butter for. You need butter. You need garlic. And now we're going to make a little chicken parmesan. That's right. Make a little chicken parmesan. And she'll think she got this set. You know, it's a four-course meal. Might even, hey, better than Olive Garden. Better than Olive Garden. You'd be right there teaching how to be a chef all right now. And now we're looking at, that's probably about $17-18 after tax, right there, $19. I'm sorry, you're not going to have money for alcohol. If you want the money for the alcohol, you're going to have to chop something off. You're going to have to chop something off, and you're just going to have to go with like an appetizer special. Now, you could go with like an appetizer special and do something like that, and I got you, Mr. $20 man. I'm going to send you the rest of the deets. But hey, that's what you should do, or you can do a Brandon set. You can just leave it to the imagination. That's right. Baller Vol says, at Chance the Blogger out here trying to get you laid. Hey, you said it. I'm doing it. I'm trying to help you. All right, I got another one. So, this guy says, girlfriend has been wanting more kitchen storage space, so I built her a pantry into her basement staircase. Got a card and flowers, too. That's a guy knows what he's doing. You know what else he did? Did a little something with his hands. You know what women like? Man, they can do something with his hands. They kind of feel a little bit secure. You can do something with your hands, Brandon. You're handy around the house. Might even, maybe her dad's handy with her hands. They always look for somebody like their dad. So, yes, that's what, good job, man. Good job on that guy. He's showing you the way. He got the card and the flowers, too. Another guy says, Chance, what are you doing for your girl today? So, I could tell you guys a lot of that, but I'm sure she's listening. Sneaky like that. Very, very sneaky, so I won't get to really dive into that. I'll tell you in the DMs, sir. But, yeah, that's one meal today. Out here saving lives, saving relationships. You know, building relationships today on It's Optional. That's what we're here for. We're here for you guys. I got a couple other things that we can get to. We're going to get to some of the best gifts, worst gifts for Valentine's Day. 85-73 last night. Vols 23-1. Still number one. We're still here. That's right. Not going nowhere. Start playing that like Tom Brady. We ain't going nowhere. Off night, though. For Grant, but he made his presence felt in a lot of other ways. Grant only had 8 last night in 34 minutes, but he had 7 assists and 9 rebounds. Kyle Alexander got into double figures with 10. Admiral, the best performer of the night, 21-10, double-double. Liked what I saw from him. Lamonte, he added in 10. Jordan Bone continues to just be a floor general out there. 10.6 assists and 5 boards. For Bone, Jordan Bowden's 16-point performance along with 4 rebounds. 12-point victory. Still undefeated in conference play. Man, that feels so damn good. The damn Vols are 23-1 in basketball right now, people. I mean, games that they win all total of last season. Like 22, 21?
I think they're a little regular over season. That. I think they're a little over that.
A little bit more than that. I'll have to look at that. I mean, like 25. It seems like it's around there somewhere. But, wow, 23-1. With about 5 games left, I believe so.
I think saw about March Madness, like Selection Sunday. It was like 62 days away.
Selection Sunday, 62 days away. Conference tournament.
That's wrong. Yeah, that's way wrong.
Yeah, 62. That was what I said. That is wrong. I just spewed off. 32. I'm like Ron Burgundy.
Just I saw a number.
Read whatever you put on the damn teleprompter, Brandon. yeah, it can't be 62. That would be bad. But we're looking at about. A little bit under 30 days away until we get to March Madness. We got the conference tournament up. I know that we're trying to get something in the works here at the station. We're trying to be on location, so we'll keep you tuned on if we're going to be able to do that. That should be a lot of fun if we can as a whole head down to Nashville. This might be the year, people. This might be the year the guys actually win the conference tournament. For some of you, just like me, in your lifetime, finally get to see it. A 13-point game at half, but South Carolina did come back. I mean, the second half kept it closer. Seems like when Tennessee was trying to put their foot on the gas, they kind of hung around. But in the end, still a 12-point victory. Didn't cover the spread, but still win decisively. 865-546-8200. We're going to take a quick timeout. Come back. We got more of the love, Doctor. We'll also get to facts or foolish before we get out of here today and news of the day. So stay tuned in for that. You're listening to It's Optional, and we're right here on Fan Run Radio. Welcome back to It's Optional, right here on Fox Sports Knoxville, AM 1340, FM 105.7, as always on the Fan Run Radio app. Happy Thursday, happy Valentine's Day, happy first Valentine's Day to It's Optional. That's for one. Need to make sure we get that out there, first Valentine's Day for the show. Whiskey Jim on Twitter says, I got my wife some socks. All right. Heavy play, Whiskey Jim. I said thing that works for you there. Women like socks, to be honest. If they're, like, comfortable, like those thick socks, especially in the wintertime, the kind they wear around the house all day and keep their feet warm, leg warm, like leg warmer socks. They love that stuff. So heavy play, but good. I'm also going to say it's probably because she's your wife, Whiskey Jim. Probably because she's your wife. Ain't having to do too much to wow her, even though you should. But, yeah, you got her socks. Not knocking it. I'm just saying do better. Just saying, do better. 865-546-8200. Understand, we have someone on the line who wants to get in on the Valentine's Day discussion. The other part of Dr. Love today on It's Optional. Trey Wallace, en route, handling some business out there on the road. What's up, Trey?
Is this the Love Doctor?
It's Love Doctor. What you need?
I don't know, man. I'm having some problems, buddy.
You having some problems? Talk to me.
She said you couldn't do anything tonight, but she could do something Monday.
Oh, Okay. Well, you take the weekend and you really think about what you're going to do, sir. You really put a lot of thought into it. Keep a lot of focus. Keep full steam ahead. How you doing, Trey? What you think about the game last night, man?
Man, it was good. I hope everybody's doing good. And happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hope you're good. And driving back from Nashville right now, handling some business. You know what? Fox Sports Knoxville is all around this damn state.
That's right.
What I've come to learn. We're all over this state. So seeing that in Nashville this morning and coming back to town now, going back last night, I mean, another big win for Tennessee. First 11-0 start in SEC play in school history. And chance, they just never, South Carolina never really seemed like they were in the ballgame. I mean, it was tied up 15-15, and then before you blinked, it was a double-digit lead.
And yeah.
It never seemed like they were really going to fight Tennessee for this one, even though they were knocking down anything and everything from behind the arc.
Yeah, it seems like South Carolina really hit a wall. I know we were really, like, touting them earlier, like, hey, man, they look pretty good this year with not, you know, so much talent. And they were, like, at one time, what, 5-1 or 6-1, and really yep. playing some good basketball. But after they, you know, had those couple losses, they've kind of hit that wall. And like you say, they really didn't look like a confident team out there. I did notice that specifically. They just didn't really look like, even though they cut the game at some points to where, like, oh, they're trying to make a run, trying to get back in there. It just didn't really look like a team that had the will or just the confidence last night to really, they didn't think they could play with Tennessee, and it showed. And Tennessee, you know, led by Admiral. Admiral continued to get hit everything. He's, you know, went through that slump. And ever since then, started to get it going back again. We'd like to see him hit some more threes and stuff. I mean, he hit a couple last night. Am I right?
No, he did. He did. He hit a couple last night. And the biggest thing is, you know, when we were going through that three-game stretch where Admiral just wasn't having it, you know, it didn't seem like things are going his way. Well, you look at the rest of the team, and they all step up. I mean, last night, Chance and Brandon, you had five players in double digits last night. I mean, that doesn't happen on your every run-of-the-mill team. Like, I'm sorry. I mean – you know, even Duke, I don't think, had five players in double digits the other night against Louisville. So, I mean, I look at this ball club, and even Admiral was talking about it after the game. And look, we played sloppy tonight.
Yeah.
We didn't play like we wanted to be out there immediately. And then it kind of showed, but Tennessee settled down. And, you know, here's the thing what happened last night is they're not going to beat you every single night defensively, even though they can.
Mm-hmm.
But some nights they're just going to come out and outscore you. And that's exactly what they did last night.
Some nights.
Was Carolina 9 for 12, I think, from 3-point line last night?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. I mean, they've got to work on that. I mean, I know it's because the hard defense they play, and you see it. You know, when they roll out there in that man, you know, and they're all up on it. I mean, there was a play last night where Alexander, it was Pons. They got switched up on a man, trying to cover the three ball, and the guy's wide open in the corner. So, things to work on, but, I mean, how much can you really complain when they've won this many in a row and sitting at 21-3?
Yeah, not much.
43-1, my fault.
Yeah, not much that you can really complain about. But like you said, like those are things that are going to have to be fine-tuned by the time you hit the conference tournament, especially when you get into March Madness, into the NCAA tournament, because you know you'll have that first game, but you can't overlook that first game. You still, like, Tennessee looks like they're going to be a number one seed, but you still could be – you don't want to be I guess we wouldn't be the first team now. It'd be the second team. But you don't want to be that team to go down to be a Virginia. But it could happen if you're not ready. But it was good to see, you know, Admiral do his thing. Jordan Bone, let's talk about him. He continues to, you know, to be the floor general, doing great things. He's doing the straw that stirs the drink. And Jordan Bowden. We talk so much about Bone being the best point guard, I think, in the country right now. We know he is in the SEC, but I think he's the best. I think he's the best overall point guard in all facets of the game. When you say overall defense, scoring ability, passing, also getting in there and getting rebounds and just being aggressive, I think he's best overall. But I don't think we don't talk nearly enough about Bowden. And the more I've seen him work this season and how he's gotten better in his athleticism, he actually might be one of the better NBA prospects as far as like talents translating to the next level. He or Admiral, but it really might be Bowden because he can really shoot it from deep, and he's a nice stretch guard out there. He's got some length.
Well, the big thing about it is with Bowden is I think he's sixth player of the year, like right now. Like that's it. You know, I mean, they'll play. No, you got to play the rest of the games, but as we stand right now, I really think he could be sixth man of the year, and I'll be interested to see what the voters do with that. Because he was starting, you know, but once the season got underway, but then, you know, he moved to that sixth spot. And, you know, I look at him coming off the bench, and you're right. The way Jordan Bone and Bowden can work that ball into the lane and then be able to dribble drive as well, it's just another weapon, man. And them getting, you know, Pons even helps Bowden out. Whenever Pons is in the game, he locks down on defense. He's a decent perimeter passer, and what that does is open up Bowden behind the arc or right inside the paint. So I agree. As we, you know, I said it again, sixth man of the year should be on the table for him. I think he is a tremendous basketball player, and he's such a weapon now coming off that bench. And it was good to see the other players on the bench get production last night, in a sense. I mean, Hal Fulkerson had 2 alley-oops last night. I mean, when does that happen?
Yeah, good to see him, like, you know, get some confidence maybe and like a little bit more aggressive out there. And also, I mean, like, Jalen Johnson had a basket there,
yep,
too, and like he looked good.
Yeah, 4 points.
Yeah, and he's starting to get those minutes because, you know, Pons went down and trying to work him back into rotation. But he's somebody along with Folky that you got to have when March comes around, because there's going to be a night. It's going to come. Hopefully it comes conference tournament or it comes before the regular season's over. There's going to be a night where you're not going to get – we've seen it where you don't get production from Admiral and Grant. There's going to be a night when you don't get production from 3 or 4 guys maybe, and you're going to need those bench players to really come off the bench and give you a spark and make some buckets. They're really going to have to – and I'm not saying step it up because they're not doing bad for their roles, but they're going to have to provide more production – to be a championship team and be the one, you know, cutting down the nets in March.
Well, I agree with you, and I think you saw that last night with how much they played Jalen, how much they're trying to get off bench production. And look, that's going to be key, because I think also when it comes to SEC tournament in March, even the end of this regular season, the SEC, with how tough it is for the Vols, I think you're going to need to see like a 6 to 8 point game from somebody like Jalen Johnson, somebody to spurt you out of nowhere. You know, I think that's going to be key for Tennessee continuing on with this streak that they have right now and just playing, you know, pretty good basketball. Overall, bench production-wise, we're not seeing really any points out of Derek Walker. We're seeing Fulkerson locked down on defense most of the time. Then we're also seeing him attack the basket a lot more than he was, I would say, the previous maybe 12 to 13 games. So much production can come from it. So many different weapons that Tennessee has in that first seven, and they'll continue to build on it. Tomorrow it's going to be all Kentucky-Tennessee, and the big setup is you know, how pissed off is Kentucky and how much does that actually really matter? Because I honestly don't think it does at all, because I think Tennessee comes in with the same mindset as the Wildcats do, and that's to get the job done. So we've got a big weekend ahead of us when it comes to college basketball, and hopefully a lot of folks can wait it out till Saturday night at probably 8:10, I imagine.
Yeah, no doubt, Trey. Good stuff, man. You be careful on your way back.
Thank
in,
you, buddy.
We'll break down Kentucky going into that, everything tomorrow, get our picks out there, you know, talk about what we want to see. That's a big game. I've been worried about this game for a while. I still think the Tennessee might drop this one over the weekend. You say it doesn't matter that much, but I tend to think that Kentucky's pissed off. And a pissed off Calipari means they're going to come out and try to run Tennessee out the gym early and try to really get them out the ball game quick. So we'll see. I think this will be Tennessee's toughest test yet, and they really might be tested by, you know, being down for a majority of this game. Hope not, but I just got a feeling for some reason.
We're going to find out, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to breaking it all down tomorrow and discussing it all. I'm sure we'll have somebody on from Kentucky a little bit to talk about that. And I hope you guys enjoy your Valentine's Day. Don't forget to watch Love Actually. It is not just a Christmas movie. It is a movie for all time.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Love Actually again. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Love Actually. Yeah, oh no. It has to be only a Christmas movie. I'm sorry.
Like, it's not that good of a movie.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Trey. Like, I watched it for Trey, and it was better than what I thought it was going to be. I'd give it a 6.5, 7. Probably more of a 6. But, yeah, I'm not watching that tonight. I'd say there's a lot other. We should do that, too. Coming up, we're going to talk about Valentine's movies that you can watch with your significant other. Hey, maybe you're a Netflix and chill person, Hulu and whatever, Amazon Prime, whatever it is that you're going to do tonight. Maybe you're legally downloading movies. I don't know. But, yeah, there's a lot of good movies out there you can probably watch. We're going to actually talk about the good ones and not only just Love Actually. 865-546-8200 if you want to get in on the discussion today. This is a Valentine's Day special of It's Optional. And we're right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. We'll be right back. Shaq! 865-546-8200. We're having a blast here. Like, you know, really? A lot of people really get so down on Valentine's Day. Who doesn't like to be loved? Like, really, when you really break it down, people are always like, it's just a, you know, capitalistic holiday. It's made up. But if I'm being honest, I've said that before, and I've been like, yeah, it's National Singles Appreciation Day today, man. But really, only people saying that bleep is people who ain't with anybody. Like, as like, and I know, like, not everybody thinks that way, but, like, the people who, like, come up to you and tell you that, yeah, man, I'm lucky, man. I ain't got no Valentine's. I ain't got to spend that money. I ain't got to do all that today. Yeah, like, most of you are like, you're kind of lame. You kind of want to spend your time with somebody. Rather or not, if you may want to spend the money and really go into what is, because it is a made-up holiday, what is the Saint Valentine? What is Cupid? What is Valentine's Day? Not that you probably care about that, but you know what you do care about? And you're only lying to yourself if you say I'm not true. You care about being with somebody. it pisses you off, or you kind of want to, I mean, like, let's just be honest. We're all adults here. You want the comfort. The comfort of another person. May not want to go ahead and spend all that money. You see all your boys or ladies, see your girls getting flowers, hanging out. They're posting Instagram posts, what their man did for them today. Same thing with the fellas. Like, you know, like, your homies can't hang out tonight. Like, nah, man, I got to hang out with the old lady tonight, man. I'm sorry, homie. You know, like none of that can happen. And deep down, you won't say it while you're sitting back watching some basketball tonight, or, you know, watching ESPN, watching The Office, something like that. You know, whatever you're watching, Netflix, you won't say it. You won't tell anybody. She ain't got a lot of me. Deep down, you want the comfort. You want the comfort of another. You want to be with somebody on this day. And that's right. The Love Doctor and King Solomon of the airwaves are saving your Valentine's Day.
My biggest issue.
Yeah.
Since it is a holiday made up by Hallmark.
Yes. No
Why
doubt.
Couldn't they have picked a day where we had nice weather? Like, let's make it June 14th.
That's true. Like, that's true.
Come on.
Why could it not have been in the springtime or in the summertime? That would have been nice.
If we're just going to make it up.
Hallmark, you could have did better on that.
That's my only frustration with Valentine's Day. Why has it got to be in the winter?
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress.
I think that's a good point. That's a very good point, Brandon. I'm with you. It'd be a whole lot nicer if it was in the spring or the summertime.
There's like no cultural significance.
You know why kind of maybe that kind of conflicts with things? Because as we broke it down back in the fall, the winter, all the way up through, this is cuffing season. And like, you know, you want to be with somebody when it's cold out. That's what they say. You want to cuddle up to somebody. Shade, heat in the winter, shade in summer, something like that is how it goes. You wanna do those things. So in the summertime, I would say why it'd be a problem, or the spring, because people are more free. That's when like everybody like, not everybody, but that's when people like break up and they want to be free and they want I want to be free for the summer.
Oh, speaking of that,
you want to go out and do promiscuous things because it's summertime.
There was a couple at the restaurant last night breaking up at the bar.
Ooh.
The day before Valentine's Day.
Ooh, awkward.
Oh, yeah, it was incredible.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was I feel bad for him.
Yes.
It was like, yes. I'm laughing because, you know, kind of guy that laughs at a funeral. I was so uncomfortable. I didn't know what to do with them.
Even though how uncomfortable that is for that person who's getting dumped, it's so much more uncomfortable for the people working. But at the same time, it's like, ooh, I'm going to watch it. All right, so you talk about that's a really funny
What's
story.
What's the proper etiquette, by the way? Because you know the person that wasn't wanting to break up already had bought the gift or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So is the proper etiquette to break up after the gift? Or if you're going to do it
worse.
The day before, they've already bought it.
Yeah, I think it's worse to be like, well, I just waited till after Valentine's Day. And then, like, you know,
yeah.
I think that's worse to do it like
that. I guess so, but I think it's bad. It's not as bad to wait till, like, after. It's not as bad as that, but go in the day before.
865-546-8200. I want to get some calls on that. When is the – if you're going to break up with somebody, do you do it?
You got to make that
decision before. If it's around today, if it's around Valentine's Day, do you do it before Valentine's Day? After, because they've already bought something for you? Because you can't do it on the day, right?
No.
You cannot do it on the day.
If that's what you're going to do, that's almost like intentional, like trying to hurt somebody.
I've never done it on the day.
I broke up with a girl on her birthday once, which was, I was 17, so.
Yeah.
Don't go too hard on me. But yeah, that was not well planned. I didn't know it was her birthday.
Yeah.
I thought it was the next day.
Oh, man, that's
Which
tough,
almost
man.
Makes it worse, once again. Man, yeah. I'm a terrible person.
We're terrible, Brandon.
We're figuring this out.
We're definitely breaking this down right now.
Together.
Yeah, you need some work, man. You're kind of a terrible, kind of a mean guy. Kind of on the birthday. But yeah, what do you do, I guess, towards the holiday? I don't know, man. I guess, like, really, if you're going to break up with somebody the day before or the day after, you kind of knew it was coming, so you should have just done it way
before.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, like, you've got to figure that out.
You should have done this like 2 weeks prior so you don't put yourself in this situation because you don't want the heart. Oh, you waited to me and be the guy or the girl. You waited and broke up with me on Valentine's Day. What a bleep hole. Like, you don't want to be that person. So I guess you have to tread lightly there, but there's really no wrong. There's no right way.
If you can't do it by the 7th of February, yes, then you've almost got to ride it out.
You almost got to ride out.
You got to ride it out to the 21st.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, maybe just ride out to the entire month.
That two-week grace period.
Oh, yeah.
From the 8th of February to the 20th.
Yeah.
You've got to just hang in there.
Yeah, I think you just have to ride that one out. You were talking about people like being awkward in the restaurant, though. So the previous restaurant that I was working at, where I was a manager at, there was a woman who came in. Now, I don't know. I guess the dude was like, I don't know, maybe he had violent tendencies, or she just expected him to go crazy and not really take it well, or just be violent.
Okay, this is taking a turn.
Yeah, like
I was.
Yeah, like, well, no, nothing violent happened, but she showed up to break up with the boyfriend, and she brought her friend.
Oh.
And the friend sat in the table.
No.
Behind them while she did it.
Oh, see, now that's almost like
you're bringing. Is that savage? Is that a little bit savage?
Yeah, that's terrible. You're like bringing an audience.
Yeah. But the girl, and what I'm assuming is the boyfriend must not have met this friend because, first of all.
Okay, well, that's better, though.
Yeah, he must not have, is what I'm guessing. Because, first of all, my girlfriend brings me somewhere to try to break up with me, and I see her best friend. I'm like, hold up. First of all, I'm like, why are we on a date? And she just happily sitting behind us, just happened to be. Secondly, yeah. Why is she here? And she's not with anybody. So, yeah, the woman just sat on the other side of her and I guess just kind of listened and just was, I guess, going to make sure that everything was okay. And things were not okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Things were not okay at all.
If you're going to break up in a public place anyway, I don't think you need a friend if you're worried about something like that. You know, no one's just going to be like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Like, let that guy scream and yell like someone would say something. Yes. So
it didn't end very well, and I'll tell you more about it on the other side. We got to hit this top of the hour break, 865-546-8200. If you want to get on with us as we hit our break and get on top of the hour, we'll keep this discussion going. That's right, the Love Doctor. It's Happy Valentine's Day, people. Cupid is in the Fox Sports Knoxville studios, and I'm here to help you. Stay with us. You're listening to It's Optional right here on Fan Run Radio.